USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a key moderate Democrat, says he cannot support President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending plan.
We have done an awful lot, and there's still an awful lot of people that need help, but you have 11 million jobs that aren't filled right now. 8 million people are still unemployed. Something's not matching up. Don't you think we ought to hit the pause?
Senator Manchin speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders called that unacceptable.
It's absolutely not acceptable to me. I don't think it's acceptable to the president, to the American people, or to the overwhelming majority of the people in the Democratic caucus.
The Senate hopes to pass the package this week in order for the House to do so by a September 27th deadline. U.S. Capitol Police say they've recommended disciplinary action for six officers for, quote, violation of its code of conduct over their handling of protesters on U.S. Capitol grounds on January 6th. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Former President Donald Trump in a video message on 9/11 called the events a very sad day. He also slammed the Biden administration for how they handled the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says we will be okay without boots on the ground.
During an interview with MSNBC aired on Saturday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says it will be more difficult without boots on the ground in Afghanistan, but not impossible.
We demonstrate on a daily basis that there's no place on this planet that we can't reach out and touch when we need to. The issue will be making sure that we maintain a laser focus on networks and adversaries' capabilities.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The remains of Sergeant Johanny Rosario Picardo, a 25-year-old U.S. Marine who was one of 13 American service members killed in the August 26 suicide bombing, returned home on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Cleanup from Hurricane Larry continues in eastern Newfoundland, the storm knocking out power for over 60,000 customers.
The Category 1 storm with heavy winds, intense rain, and storm surge cut power through the eastern part of the Canadian province. Officials in the capital of St. John said Hurricane Larry caused a significant amount of tree and property damage. They're asking people to stay off the streets while they clear off the debris. It could be days before power can be fully restored to the area. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A wildfire in Southern California near Interstate 5 forced the shutdown of a section of the freeway last night. The root fire is threatening structures, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The fire has burned about 400 acres. Meanwhile, villagers continue to flee their homes in Spain as a wildfire fanned by strong winds has now driven out close to 2,000 people and killed one emergency worker. A military unit is being sent in to help get the blazes under control. A plane crash in India that killed 21 people last year was likely caused by pilot error and a failure to follow safety guidelines, investigators in a report saying Saturday. A Boeing 737 overshot the runway and crashed at Calicut International Airport in heavy rain last August. The crash was India's worst passenger aircraft incident since 2010. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.